The Croatian author Predrag Matvejević said, "The Atlantic and Pacific are the seas of distance. The Mediterranean is the sea of proximity. The Adriatic is the sea of intimacy." Das Weiße Meer, in English, the White Sea, was the name of a literary discussion held in the Literarisches Kolloquium Berlin. Six authors from Germany, Italy, Croatia, and Albania spoke about the topic Mediterranean Sea as never-ending fantasy. And read out excerpts from their publications concerning the topic. But why did the authors discuss the region of the White Sea? What does it mean? The term White Sea is a metaphor deriving from Arabic meaning the Mediterranean.
The LCB is an event forum, a guest house, workplace and talent factory for authors and interpreters located in a villa at the outskirts of Berlin named Das Haus am Wannsee at the Wannsee Lake. The Ford Foundation and the Berlin Senat support the rich cultural program of the LCB. Since its founding, the Haus am Wannsee has become a famous and popular center for international meetings and a platform for public debates.
Suggested that we have to see the world in a global way, as a place without borders. I believe that it is much more important to speak about Europe than about the Mediterranean, because Europe is a real and existing concept. However, all the countries at the Mediterranean Sea have a common cultural background, and that is really important for the integration process.
Anna and Mila conducted a short interview with Kenka Lekovic, an Italian writer whose literature has strong international influence. She grew up in Italy as a daughter of immigrants, therefore she identifies herself more with Europe than with Italy. She's a writer and a journalist from Trieste, a city in the north of Italy located near the Slovenian and Austrian border. Kenka is another of so-called border literature, inspired by the mutual proximity of the successor states to the former Yugoslavia. The language of the genre is an artistic mixture consisting of different local variations and dialects. The Mediterranean Sea, like a fantasy, that was the topic of the discussion, and also Kenka Lekovic was part of it. Kenka quotes a fragment of a poem of the Roman poet Ovid.
By the metamorphosis of Ovid, especially the episode of Perseo and Medusa. This poem is a metaphor of universal love, a fluid concept that teaches us to be open-minded and flexible.
Living together and peacefully in Europe is, for example, one achievement of this union.
Now we need to have a clear view on what we expect from the future. The first goal is peace for all people. We have to use our imagination not to escape from the reality, but to build something new, good for all the world's citizens, and that is the merit of peace.
For instance, in this book, there is one station, there is a nonno, you know, a grandpa, and in a nipote,
nephew, you know,
and they are like talking or about crazy things, because they're talking about the Fourth World War, and they're talking in the Trieste dialect. Okay, I will just a quotation from this book. Ma cosa te l'ha fatto il can adesso? What did the dog do to you now? My translator, Sepp Mal, he's from Merano, Milan.
Venice.
And he said, what should I do now with this, you know? And then he went to his grandfather and he put it in his grandfather's dialect. And we made a reading, zweisprachige, and it was really funny because we had this, like, you know, like ping pong playing, like four sentences in one dialect, four sentences in the other, and it was sounding great, really. This train should be, or should have been, an Euro City, and so it stops only in the bigger stations. This train is stopping where it or he, because it's alive, wants, and in every station, some people get up or get off, and they are telling their stories. Mm-hmm. And so I don't know. My translator he chose the train doesn't stop in Ugovica, because in Italian it's if the train suddenly stops in Maglev.
Kalekovic became famous for her book Se improvvisamente il treno fermasse a Maglen, a series of short stories.
The narrative pretext that introduces and triggers these stories of the border is that they frequented a train, the Eurocity Rome-Vienna. The road leading from Udine leads to Brook under Mur.
Kenka decided to use the figure of the train as it resembles fluidity and refers to the concept of Pantarei, meaning everything flows. The concept was created by the Greek philosopher Heraclitus, who believed in ever-present change in the universe. The train journey in Kenka's book is presumably her association of the constant change in the Mediterranean region, as the author believes the Mediterranean is actually an old concept, the current one is Europe.
However, better understanding of the differences between the culture of the Mediterranean and the one of North and Central of Europe is required if the citizens of the United Europe shall live together in peace.